RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Tuesday morning. Tuesday normally being Commanders Rewind Day in season. Today, wrap-up day off of Monday Night Football preseason game. The Commanders lost, but I feel good. That's something you won't hear again this season. Well, maybe you'll hear it on Monday, depending on how the Ravens game goes. I won't have any feelings about the Ravens game, though, on Monday. You could try. We're going to try for 2 hours to emote on Monday. It's going to be hard, though. I had thoughts last night because the starters were in last night because we have stuff to talk about because it's Commanders football. It felt real for a minute, and I'll tell you exactly when it stopped feeling real to me. When Jaden Daniels got flag football tackled by the Cincinnati safety. And I love that everybody wants to make it real. I love that so much for everybody. Jaden trucked a guy. Or Troy Aikman in the booth, he drawing the circle with the telestrator. This guy right here, he's going to get a talking to from his coach. There's no way to tackle in the NFL. He's not going to pop Jaden Daniels. It's the preseason. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to. What'd you do? Well, I injured Jaden Daniels in the preseason. What were you thinking? That was the correct amount of tackle to apply in that situation. Everybody got there. But then we're in the post game, and we'll play Jaden. He talked. We'll play that later. Did you think about sliding? No, he didn't think about sliding. It was preseason football. He thought he'd go in for a touchdown. We've all seen, you know, this isn't Sean Taylor at the Pro Bowl lighting up the punter. Everybody played their part. Everybody did their thing. And it's a porous Bengals defense. So you could certainly sell me that was a bad defense being a bad defense there. But I loved it. I loved what I saw. I said all day yesterday, I've said it for a while now, what I want is one good series out of the ones to remind me they know what they're doing. Because it is. Like, it's been a rough training camp. Every report from training camp, AY's been up there. I've been up there. Grant Paulson's been up there. Offense doesn't look good today. Offense is struggling. Defense looks crisp. Offense doesn't look good today. I just one series be like, yo, it's practice football. Everybody chill. And we got our series and we got our plays. Got Deebo Samuel. Got Chris Rodriguez. We've upgraded from B-Rod to C-Rod overnight. That's a one-letter improvement if you're keeping score at home. Jaden Daniels running it in. Ta-da. That's all you need. That's all I needed. And then they were absolutely correct to take Jaden to the bench from there. We'll see you against New York. I will say this. Game ball of the night. We'll give out some game balls. I got two players who I want to single out for praise before we get to the highlights, before we get to the clips, before we get to everything else. And we'll introduce our guests for today, too. A pair of guests coming in today as well. I think that the big winner last night, game ball winner, for me, was Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator. Right? That was an expert class of like, I hear what y'all have been saying. The offense is struggling during training camp. Just so everybody knows, that's practice football. I got out a napkin at lunch this morning with Dan. I drew three plays. We ran them. We scored a touchdown. Everybody settled down. We're just fine. That was a Cliff Kingsbury show way more than it was a Jaden Daniels show. Hey, applause for Jaden. Scoring touchdowns is fun. Applause for Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Are we going to make Bill stick? I don't know. It feels borderline right now. It feels like a little bit like the Johnny Newton situation. He's still Jerzon in a lot of places. If I just say Bill, I don't know. If I just say Bill, do you know who I'm talking about? I think y'all know who I'm talking about. It's gonna take a little while to feel natural, though. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or Ja'Cory Bill Kroski-Merritt, or Bill Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, his name is my name, too. That's too much. That's too many words. We're going to have to sort that out. He was great. The hype is real. We'll get to B-Rob. Obviously, long day for B-Rob yesterday, who started the day as the number one running back and now ends it looking for an NFL team at a very inopportune time to look for an NFL team. But to me, Cliff Kingsbury show. He drew three winners, executed three winners. Let's keep the rest in that back pocket there, Cliff. Put him under the hat, put on the big hat, coach some more practices, get us ready for the New York Giants. That's all I needed to see. I saw it. It would be hypocritical of me for me to do anything other than applaud getting the exact thing I asked for. I'm not coming in today. Hey, Jaden didn't throw a pass. Terry didn't show. He wasn't in the booth. He didn't do interviews. I said for a week, it's a big game. They need one drive to show they're the offense they can be. The one drive, they showed they were the offense they can be. Applause. That's it. That's what you get from me for the next 2 hours. You can call in. Did you watch the game? Do you have thoughts about the game? You can say them into your telephone, and they will play on AM radio. That's a feature we do here. 804-833-804-09. We haven't opened the phones in a hot minute.
The phones are open.
We don't do that often around here. 833-804-0910. I mentioned we got some special guests today. We got ticket giveaways today as well. We've got tickets to go see this is Chicago, the band, but it's not Chicago, the band, because they're reformed after all these years. They're now the Players, and they're going to be at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell Saturday night. We will send you to that show at the Beacon Theater Saturday night before this show is over. And, of course, we're going to have Keith Howland of the Players, formerly Chicago, on the show, 10:30. So we're looking forward to that. That's in 23 minutes. It's a Tuesday. We spend Tuesdays with Trey Wilson. We will do that at 11 o'clock. It's not the series the Squirrels wanted last week. Had a chance to get into first place. Slipped on the banana peel a little bit. Came back. Bottom of the ninth walk-off win on Sunday was massive. Keeps them in the conversation. Keeps them in the hunt. We're going to keep playing meaningful baseball around here. And also, by the way, out of town this week, back next week, you got 12 more chances to go watch baseball at the Diamond. So you can go do that. We'll, of course, go around the NFL. Jackson Dart hype in New York. Would they really bench Russell Wilson before he plays a game? I don't think so, but a lot of Giants fans are calling it for it. And that's a tough schedule early this year as well. Obviously, Trey Hendrickson was at the center of discussion last night, given that it was a Bengals game and it was national TV. They were doing the interviews, doing all the things. They talked about Terry for a little while. Trey Aikman toeing the line. Trey Aikman's hot take. I just hope they get it worked out. I like Terry. That's a good take there. I don't think we're any closer. Diana Russini reporting this morning that people around the league say Terry's worth $28 million. I've yet to hear any reliable reporting that the team has offered Terry $28 million a year. The standoff continues. They're off today. They're back to practice tomorrow. And here's the deal. Hardball. Adam Peters says show up to practice tomorrow. So Terry's got to practice tomorrow on his existing contract. That will be a big day. That'll happen at about 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. Our guy AWOD will be live during that time. He'll tell you what happens as it happens, because we got the most Commanders coverage in Richmond, Virginia. AWOD's down at Capitol Ale House today, noon to 3 in Innsbruck. Go out there, chat with him, relive your memories from last night's preseason game. I said I had a couple of game balls I want to give away. One, John Bates, tight end. Very nice blocking all night long. Showed why he got that contract. Shows why, even with the offensive line injuries, he's still out there mauling guys, clearing the way, providing that extra level of insurance, opening up holes, clearing the way for touchdowns, including Bill's touchdown. Excellent game by John Bates. Game ball to him. And then Quan Martin in the secondary. You saw him flying around everywhere. Saved a Bengals touchdown. But, you know, flying around, being physical. I think Quan Martin had an excellent game as well. Couple surprises. One, seeing Bill into the second half. I did not expect to see that after yesterday. That tells me he's not viewed as the number one yet. Number one running backs don't play in the second half of preseason games, no matter how young they are. That tells me Eckler's still the guy. Chris Rodriguez is still going to get some touches. And I think when we get to opening day, look, people, I made the take a couple weeks ago, he's not going to be active on opening day. Everybody came for me last night on social media. I get it. I know the game. I'm here. Y'all know where to find me. I'm just here to tell you, I'm not backing off the take yet. I think there's a chance Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, and Austin Eckler are your week one running backs. Can they find a way to get four in? Yeah, of course. You can play those roster numbers. But if it's three, you saw why you need McNichols yesterday, the pass blocking. You saw that they like Chris Rodriguez. He got the run with the ones. And obviously Austin Eckler's going to be in there. That's three. I can count. You could count on me meeting you in the parking lot. Shooter McGavin right there says, hang on. Don't cash those tickets just yet. I'm not ready to back off that take just yet. We'll play some highlights from the broadcast. You heard it right here on The Fan last night. We'll hear from the players. We'll hear from Keith Howland of the players. We'll do it all on the other side. We're off and running. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
You want to run through a wall for the Washington Commanders here. Let's go.
Yeah, get hyped.
Preseason sounder. Save that for Monday. We'll need that on Monday when I recap Commanders Ravens. I will not put you to sleep on Monday because it is my job to be entertaining. But I will also not inform or enlighten you on Monday about how the Commanders-Ravens preseason game goes. I'm dropping that line in the sand right now. However, dress rehearsal last night, we got a lot to say. We've already said some of it, but it's time to go to the highlights right now. This is the Washington Commanders Recap.
Ready,
stop. Rewind that.
Let's go. Three plays, all very significant. There was a fourth play snuck in there, a little one-yard run by Chris Rodriguez. We'll ignore that one. Let's start with Debo. This is Debo Samuel. This is why you acquire him. He said, coming in, he doesn't want to be a running back. He wants to be a wide receiver. So, first touch in Washington. Let's hear him run the football.
Jaden's under center at the 26-yard line, first and 10, in motion. Debo Samuel, he gets his first end around. 25-30, cuts back at the 35-40, brought down from behind at the 45-yard line. The Debo effect here early.
Well, I think we know he can do that. Get the ball to your playmaker's hands quickly. Outstanding blocking, and just let Debo do what he does with that speed and that size. And trust me, defensive backs do not want to tackle him in the open field.
There's our guy, London. Welcome back, London Fletcher, Bram Weinstein, who will join us this season as the voice of the Commanders. Of course, you hear them right here on 910 The Fan. This is the Debo tension. He is at his best
when you don't know if he's a receiver or a running back. He was clear in San Francisco. He was tired of being a running back. We all get that. If there's two things you can do, and one of the things hurts more than the other thing, but the thing that hurts less also pays more, well, that's not a difficult decision to make. Wide receivers make more money than running backs, and, generally speaking, their bodies hurt less at the end of the game. I get where Debo's coming from. This is also a team that told its number one running back to go packing yesterday. It's a preseason. It's against the Bengals. It's all that. I think you're going to need the occasional Debo run mixed in to keep the offense fresh this year. Good to see it on play number one. Chris Rodriguez, C-Rod. Don't call him B-Rob. He's C-Rod. Took care of things next. Back to Bram.
On first down, first and 10 at the 45-yard line for Jaden Daniels and company in the pistol. Handoff. That is Chris Rodriguez. Big hole. 45-40. Foot race 35-30. 20-15. Push out of bounds into the Bengals sideline there. Two runs and they're in the red zone.
Excellent play call. This is what you call a trap block. You get the defensive tackle of the Cincinnati Bengals up the field, and next thing you know, you got two pulling guards hitting them in the ear hole. Wham, wham. And Chris Rodriguez is off to the races.
Was that the old wham bam from London Fletcher?
Hitting him in the ear hole.
Let's go.
Wham bam.
Somebody's ready for some football. I'm ready for some football too. That got me excited right there. Jaden Daniels, touchdown run. Let's make sure nobody touches him.
Jaden's got a empty backfield. He's standing around the 19-yard line. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Both of them on the right inside the numbers. They pick up a late blitzer, Logan Wilson. Here comes Daniels with his feet to the 10, 5, gets away from another. Bounces off a Bengal into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! The toughness of Daniels at the goal line, and they score!
Man, the more things change, the more they remain the same. JD5 is back. It's back like he never left.
There you go. Jaden Daniels touchdown. It felt good. Felt right. You've got some London Fletcher laughing, having fun, yelling about football. Bram on the call. We're playing along. A little Commanders recap. Tuesdays are going to feel right this year. We're working towards it. Just think about this. 3 weeks on Tuesday, we'll be breaking down Commanders against the New York Giants. It's coming. Football's coming. Virginia Tech football's coming even sooner. We're now less than 2 weeks away from Virginia Tech football. That was what you wanted to see from the first team. Didn't give the offensive line a chance to show any weaknesses there. Obviously, we'll monitor them closely as we come to the season. But that'll quiet the crowd for at least a few days, at least until the next Terry development or the next Terry situation. Also didn't have Noah Brown last night. Does it worry you that Jaden Daniels didn't throw a pass? Doesn't worry me. He knows what he's doing, and he showed the legs. I want him to run less, but then you watch him run, you're like, well, that's why he runs. He's very good at it. Just need to keep him safe for 17 games this year. When he went five wide, I no hesitation. He's running this football. They're setting it up. And I know you don't game plan in the preseason, but Cincinnati, this is how bad teams stay bad. This guy is one of the best in the NFL as a quarterback of taking the ball and running with it. They send five receivers, which is two more than you normally have, send them all basically out to the sidelines. And what do the Bengals do? Well, I guess we better go line up with those guys and cover them. Don't need anybody in the middle of the field. We'll just leave one safety there. He can play touch football with Jaden. Count to three Mississippis before he rushes. I get that it's practice football. The Bengals got what they needed. Joe Burrow was fine. Little rocky. Let's play the Joe Burrow sack because that was amusing. We'll skip to bit. We'll get back to Bill in a future segment. But the Joe Burrow sack was that was a lot of fun.
They're calling it 3rd and 12 at their own 21-yard line. Empty backfield for Burrow. The two wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap. Washington pressure up the middle. Burrow's in trouble. He's able to get away. Pumps, spins, looking for time. Has spun all the way back to his own 7-yard line, and he's gathered at the 4 and brought down for a huge sack.
What did he think was going to happen? Well, if I keep running backwards, maybe. Throw it away! You're Joe Burrow. You're a professional quarterback. Throw it away. What are you doing, buddy? Dorrance Armstrong with the sack there. Good to see him get on the stat sheet. It was It was an up and down for the defensive line. You had Dietrich Wise with two penalties and one drive. It was the horse collar was a tough one, too, because he grabs him by the shoulder, which is legal, then puts that second hand on the horse collar. It's an immediate foul at that point, and they call it. He's frustrated, gets the offsides later as well. That's all right. It's preseason. They clean that stuff up. I was amused by Frankie Louvu jumping offsides on 4th and 3 just because of everything that happened in Philly the last time we saw them, with the ref threatening to award points because he was tired of Frankie Louvu's shenanigans. I love that we're right back at it. New season. Did we learn anything in the offseason? No. No, we didn't. Thanks for asking, though. No chance we learned anything in the offseason. Fourth and three in season, I will get very mad about that. But today, I'm happy. Commanders lost, I'm happy. Offense did what it needed to do. Dan Quinn's job to fix the defense. He'll clean up the mistakes. He's got plenty to talk to him about tomorrow when they get back to work in Ashburn. All right, ticket giveaway. Did we do ticket giveaways all summer? No, we lay low in the summer. This is the first one since like June. Let's go. Do you want to go down to the Beacon Theater in Hopewell on Saturday night to see the Players? That's two members of the band Chicago. They have a lot of hits, and they'll play them Saturday night at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. We want to send you there. You just need to be our first caller. 833-804-0910. We'll send you and a friend to the show. 833-804-0910. We'll send you to the show. We'll have some fun. You'll have some fun, courtesy of 910 The Fan. 833-804-0910. If you don't have that on your speed dial, we're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now, morning. Back to the Commanders highlights in a minute. We'll send you out to AWOD Radio at noon. He's at Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck. Go hang out with him, have lunch, discuss the game. It's practice football. It felt a little bit real last night until it didn't all of a sudden. We'll get you tided over until, if that's a phrase, until we start the season. We've got an excited guest right now, though. Welcome into MP on the Mic, Keith Howland of the Players. Keith, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. I'm just kind of waking up here. I'm still on rock and roll time. That hasn't changed for me.
This is an early morning appearance for a rock and roller. We appreciate you you making the time for us. All right, so let's start at the beginning. You're okay. In a band. It's called Chicago. Things worked out all right for you guys.
Yeah, we did all right. I was I was living in L.A. I was turning 30. I had just gotten married. I had just bought my first house, and I got the gig with Chicago, and I closed my eyes, and I opened them, and I was almost 60, and, you know, life flew by. There were a lot of amazing times with those guys over the years, but God had other plans for me. In late 2021, I broke my arm, and that put me out of commission, and it sort of made me realize maybe the road wasn't for me anymore, and I came home, and now I've got my own band that I've put together, and we're playing in Hopewell Saturday night,
the Beacon Theater in Hopewell, which is of course a beautiful building. For those of you who've been out there, it's going to be a great show. So it's The Players. Tell me about this new group and what people can expect this weekend.
All right, well, basically, The Players is myself and then Jeff Coffey, who was the tenor vocalist, bass player with the band for a few years there right after Jason Scheff left the band. So Jason took over for Peter Cetera in 1985, and then Jason left in 2016, I believe, and then Jeff Coffey came in. And Jeff is just an amazing tenor singer and bass player. So it's he and I, and then we have Rob Arthur from Peter Frampton's band on keyboards, and we have Ed Toth from the Doobie Brothers on drums. We got a three-piece horn section, and we sort of do, like, it's almost like a greatest hits of all the bands we've ever worked with. So you'll hear Chicago, Earth, Wind & Fire, Toto, Foreigner, Doobie Brothers, Frampton. And we mix in a little Rick Springfield because he was my first boss, and he actually gave us a shout out on social media, so I owe him one. So, so we'll be doing Jesse's Girl.
That's fantastic. That's yeah. Great. A lot of heavy hitters there on the names. It's going to be a ton of fun for people who go out. Beacon Theater Saturday night, and you got your start here in Richmond as well, before all that, before all the fame and the touring.
Well, yeah, I was I lived in Richmond. I grew up in Richmond. Went to Monacan High School, graduated, went off to JMU, came back to Richmond. Brought my college band with me, Chuck Taylor and the All-Stars. Maybe some of the listeners out there are old enough to remember us. I know I can't remember us, but it was a lot of fun. we played almost weekly at the Shaco Slip Cafe, which I think is no longer there, right across from the tobacco company. But and that was in probably the late 80s-ish. But yeah, we were kind of like Motown meets Van Halen, if you can picture that.
I'll admit I'm struggling, but I know we have some listeners who will weigh in and remember that, because we always do when we bring up stuff from that time.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but yeah, I mean, I remember riding around in my parents' car listening to Q94 and XL102, and you know, that was. Those were the days of FM radio, and I mean, XL102 was kind of an edgy album cut station, you know. It was a fun time. But yeah, so came back to Richmond, spent a couple more years playing around, and then my bass player roommate friend Lance Morrison, who was in Chuck Taylor with me, we decided to load the Ryder truck up and move to Hollywood, and which we did, and he wound up playing with Don Henley for 20 plus years, and I wound up in Chicago. So two knuckleheads from Richmond, you know, with a dream, and it kind of worked, which even we, both of us, will still look back and go, what are the odds? I mean, if we could go back and tell our younger, former selves, we probably would have said, you got no chance. Don't even bother going out there. You know, it's not an easy business to get into, but somehow we managed to fall upward.
That both of you did. That's incredible, and we love a success story, and we love the rock and roll stories as well. That's fantastic. We're chatting with Keith Howland of The Players. They'll be at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell on Saturday night, putting on a show, all-star show. A lot of those bands that you named, people are going to know those songs, be singing along. Should be a fantastic time out there. Now, when we were chatting, you mentioned you did something. You've done the rock and roll life. I'm obviously jealous of that. That sounds like a lot of fun. You've played with big names, but then you said you played the national anthem at Arrowhead Stadium, and you know me. That got my ears perked up right there. That had to have been a thrill.
Well, I tell you what, that was probably one of the coolest things in my music career I've ever done. I'm a huge, and don't hold this against me, Richmonders. I know you're mostly Commanders fans down there, and I grew up as a Redskins fan because my father and my brother were really into it. But I wasn't really a football guy until I was living in L.A., and I started watching Monday Night Football with my roommate who was from San Francisco, and so that was during the Joe Montana era. And when Montana went to Kansas City, I followed him there in like 1993, and I stuck. And I lived through all the Marty years, and three yards and a cloud of dust.
Dick Vermeil and the crying all the time. Yeah,
loved the Dick Vermeil, Priest Holmes, Trent Green era, and then. This was a little bit before Mahomes. I think he was on the team, but it was Alex Smith was the starter. We did a Monday Night Football, and they invited me to play the national anthem on the guitar, and I was terrified. But I went out there and I did it. And you know how Kansas City is; it's a sea of red, and when they sing the national anthem at the end, they sing "In the Home of the Chiefs," right? So I played it on the guitar, and at the very end, when I hit the last note, the whole place just went "Chiefs," and it almost brought me to tears. It was like so cool. And this, you know, obviously this was before they had won a Super Bowl and the whole thing. Well, Lenny Dawson won one, but that was a little while ago. and then my wife and I went up to the seats they had for us, which were really good seats, 50-yard line in Arrowhead, and then this guy came down and tapped us on the shoulder and said, Sharon Hunt is a big fan of Chicago, and she would like to invite you into the owner's suite. And we went, what? Well, okay. So we went up there, and it was, you know, Paul Rudd and Melissa Etheridge and Tony Gonzalez and Willie Lanier, and all these people were in the box. Clark Hunt was in there. And I'm up there eating filet mignon sandwiches and watching the game from the box. It was surreal. It really was. And what a fun night. And the Chiefs won, so that was good.
That matters too. Willie Lanier, another great Richmonder there. Put him on the great Richmonders board as well. Keith Howland, The Players, is the band. He's toured with Chicago. He's put together an all-star cast here in Richmond. They're going to play at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell Saturday night, and Keith has left us with some tickets to give away. So, Keith, as we part ways with you, we will let people know they can call in right now, 833-804-0910, and we'll give a pair of tickets to the first caller, 833-804-0910. If you're driving around, want to go see a great rock show Saturday night at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Keith, anything else you want to add about the show for folks who are considering coming out?
Well, I will add this. This is a first-time event for me, and it's a homecoming of sorts for me, obviously. I have played Richmond over the years with Chicago, but this is the first time with my own band. But I'm actually opening for myself at this gig. So I'm in the opening act as well as the headliner. And the opening act is a band that I put together when I was living in Nashville with a couple of the guys from the Doobie Brothers and also a Richmonder Hopewell native, John Billings, on bass. And we are doing It's called Secret Agent Orange, and it was, like I said, we did about 3 gigs around Nashville. That's all we did. And it's more 60s psychedelic guitar-driven rock. So I get to kind of do that thing, and then we shift gears and go to the Players, and it's 70s and 80s horn band music, you know, all the great stuff. So it's going to be a kind of a full night of different stuff and fun. John Cowan actually is the lead singer with Secret Agent Orange. Some people might remember him from Newgrass Revival, which was a kind of hillbilly bluegrass jazz band. But anyhow, I digress. That's the more information I have for you. And other than that, we're just going to have a lot of fun, tell some stories from the road, and probably things that might get me in trouble.
Sounds like a ton of fun. Keith Allen, the Players at the Beacon Theater, Saturday night in Hopewell. Give us a call right now, 833-804-0910. We'll hook you up with tickets. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. We got to bounce back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That's where you can hit the rewind button, hear anything we've done in today's show, including our chat just now with Keith Howland, including our playback of Commander's highlights from, it was one drive, but it was a fun drive. It beats not having a fun drive right there. It's preseason. I don't want to overreact. You've heard me though saying I don't want to overreact to the bad of training camp. So, you know, I don't want to overreact to the good of that drive, but also I want to say cured a lot of problems right there. We're also on the heels, Hazel, of Football Fest, which happened on Saturday night. You were there. I was there. Lots of people were there.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
I'm holding in my hands AWOD's scavenger hunt. This is what we... he gave out a scavenger hunt, which I think was a phenomenal idea. Mm-hmm. 16 questions, and he gave out prizes to the people who got all 16, which was a phenomenal idea for sure. And he's got lots of good stuff here, like Ask J.P. Flame, The Story of the Junkies, what year did they debut on the radio? What's the name of AWOD's producer? Name UVA football starting quarterback, right? Stuff like that, which is all great. Get an autograph from one of the voices of high school football in Richmond. That's Gary Hess and Coach Chris, mm-hmm. who do Friday nights on the air. Now, Gary does the morning news on 1140 WRVA. He does the news updates. He gets in ridiculously early to do that. I believe he gets here in the 3 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
Like...
too early.
That's insane to me. So, we feel good about Saturday night, hanging out, country music playing. That's... didn't disrupt my routine at all. Gary, though, ducked out early, which we do not blame Gary for. At all.
It was the right choice.
Of course it was the right choice. Yeah. He's got a job. He's got work to do. And so he was there for a little while. It was fun to hang out with Gary. Then Gary was gone. But that created a vacancy.
It did.
For one of the scavenger hunt questions. And so a woman came running up to me at one point and said, "Are you Gary?" And I said, "No." And it was deflated.
The disappointment. Wow.
I'd never let somebody down like that before. Yeah.
Then
I had to break it to her. Gary ain't here.
Was Gary number two there?
No, Coach Chris left with Gary.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No Garys.
Yeah. Whew. Are you Gary? I wish I was Gary Hess. I'm not, though.
It's hard to win a scavenger hunt like that.
Just disappointing people all over AWOD's Football Fest. It was a ton of fun. Thank you to River City Roll, Taylor Long Properties, Bud Light, all the people who helped put on Football Fest. We still got all the merch in here, too. We overordered our merch a little bit. That's cool. I'll give us giveaways for this year. The Commanders, Fred Smoot came down. He brought Commanders swag. We're going to be ready as they take off this season on your home of the Commanders. Yesterday, Monday Night Football, Jaden Daniels, one rush, one touchdown. Don't call it his first of the season. It's not. It's a practice game. That's credit to Joe Buck. I'm mixed on Joe Buck. I generally think he's fine, but... credit to Joe Buck, because a lot of announcers fall into that trap. Bill Kroski Merritt, it's his first NFL touchdown. It's not. It's not. Bill still has zero NFL touchdowns. We had fun last night. He still has zero NFL touchdowns. Buck called it correctly, though. Jane went and got him the ball. Jane's in the middle of everything. He chatted with reporters after the game. Here is Jane Daniels.
I wanted to throw the corner route to C-Rod. It was man coverage, and I was late over the middle of Debo, and then after that, my instincts kind of just took over.
And then, obviously, with the run game was a big thing tonight. What did you see from Chris and Bill?
They ran hard. Obviously, O-line did their job, so gave them lanes to rush in. They ran hard, fought for the extra yards.
How did you find out that Brian Robinson wasn't going to suit up tonight, and just what was it like just not having him out there, I guess?
DQ addressed the team and let us know, and that's kind of how he does business, so he addressed the team.
It's odd you play but didn't actually attempt a pass. We all make a big deal about, hey, got to get some preseason game going. Does it feel, if you don't play next week, to not even throw a pass in a preseason? Is that good, or would you wish you'd gotten a little more work?
I mean, I wanted to play more, but see y'all week one if I don't play next week, so we'll see.
Jaden, on your touchdown run, did you have any thought to
not
just sliding?
All.
DQ or anybody else express any preference that next time in the preseason you do so? Or
it took me out after that, so.
Chris Rodriguez has that 40-yard run on the first drive. I mean, you've seen him a lot in training camp. I mean, what has he gone through the last year, and what have you seen at him so far the last few weeks?
Yeah, kept his head down and keep working. And he makes the most of the opportunity when he gets the chance, too. So I'm super excited for him and what he could do.
Well, they took me out of the game. That's not because you didn't slide. It would have been a weird sliding spot, too. Like, it would have been a little bit of the Panthers game slide kind of situation where you have to force it right there. Sometimes it's best just to do the thing. That's what Jaden Daniels did last. Did you think about it? It's like, no, I thought about scoring. We're playing football out here. It matters now. Let's go. John Keim, ESPN, and John's a friend, so I'm going to clown him for a second. What'd you make of Chris Rodriguez, C-Rod, and Bill? We're not sure what to do. He's Bill, I guess. All right, Bill? Bill Nye, the science guy. I know that. Keith Allen was on, is like naming off all these like great band, the Doobie Brothers, all that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know them. That's not my era, but I know of them, obviously. Hmm. Chicago, of course, who I know of, but not my era. Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're right in my sweet spot now.
Boom.
I don't want to oversell this, but I met Bill Nye, the science guy, a couple years ago. And I head nodded him, like, I know who you are. And he head nodded me, like, thank you for not making a scene. All right. Where did I meet Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Two respectable individuals.
Absolutely. Mm.
In
the pit at a Blink 182 reunion concert.
Oh, my.
100%,
yeah, of course you did.
100% true story.
You gave him the I know who you are.
Yeah, you're Bill Nye the Science Guy.
It would have been hard to make a scene in the Blink 182 pit.
That's true as well.
Like, let's take a selfie. No.
I later came to learn he left after the opening act.
Oh.
He knew somebody in the opening act band.
Oh.
Came to the pit to see them, bounced before Blink. That's all right. I don't hold it against him. He's a busy man out there,
sure,
saving the world with science and all that. Bill Krosky Merritt? Do we add the last name too? But that, now we're back into Ja'Cory. We can't do all four. That's out for sure. We got to figure out what to do. Let us know what to do. 910 The Fan on social media. On your radio for another hour, Trey Wilson is the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. He joins us from the bus. We tried to hold off as long as we could. It's Trey from the bus on the other side. That should be a lot of fun. We'll be back after this on your home of the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910
The Fan,
105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Hour number two. The Commanders lost last night. and I feel great. Only time you'll hear me say that this year. First team offense did what they needed to do. It was nice that they played on a Monday night, gave us a chance to air the game, because obviously the Flying Squirrels are our primo around here. We got Flying Squirrels baseball tonight and the rest of the week. They took the night off last night so we could air Commanders practice football. We'll move that over to 96-1 on Saturday when they do more practice football. I only cared last night. We got the starters last night. I'm in. I'm out on Saturday. I can't do preseason without the starters. Call me in week one. Like RG3, I am all in for week one. We are winding down the Flying Squirrels season, and as Trey Wilson joins us here in a second, we'll remind you, you have 12 more chances to see regular season baseball at the Diamond. We'll talk to him about that. He's on the road today. Let's welcome in Trey Wilson.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And as always, we play Where in the World is Trey Wilson. How are you doing this morning?
Where in the world are the whole squirrels right now? I'm on the bus on the way to Bowie, Maryland with the team. Excuse me, with the team. We're sitting in some rainy traffic on I-95 and getting ready to go see some Bay Sox up in Maryland.
It's the formerly Bowie Bay Sox, now Chesapeake Bay Sox, but not our Chesapeake, so it's a little bit confusing. But it's an opportunity for these guys. Now, last week we talked, obviously, opportunity to claim first place didn't pan out, but man, in the annals of big things that happened, just how important was that Sunday walk-off to keep these guys in the hunt?
Yeah, yes, Sunday was huge. It was yesterday. Yesterday feels like it didn't even happen when there's no baseball. No, Sunday was huge. Great fight from the guys to come back after Altoona took the lead late. I mean, that whole series, the games were back and forth. You can see those were two teams really fighting it out. Yeah, Scott Bandura came up, drove in that winning run in the ninth inning. Great way to close out the homestand, get a little positive momentum going into this road trip up to Bowie. It's coming down to the wire. It's 4 weeks left of the regular season now. The top four teams in contention in the division are 3.5 games apart. So it's really going to come down to these. It's going to come down to the last week, I'm sure.
Two on the road, two at home, and y'all put out the alert yesterday. Extremely limited tickets remain for the final game at the Diamond. Are you sensing it now? We've turned the corner. The kids are back in school. Y'all called the third to last week here. Is it in the air now at the Diamond?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Having when the Altoona broadcast guys were in last week, they were kind of relishing the whole week that their last games in that ballpark. Look, 12 home games left. That's it. In the regular season, hopefully we've got a few postseason games coming up after that too, but this is the end of a long historic run of baseball in that ballpark, 40 years, and we're going to take some time over these next few weeks to really celebrate and reflect and just soak in a few more games there before we start focusing our attention even further on starting next year in CarMax Park. But yeah, I've got a lot of it's a little bittersweet. I'm really excited about CarMax Park, but for these next couple of weeks, I'm really going to soak the next couple of weeks that we're home. I'm really going to soak in the chance to be in that ballpark that's meant a lot to me professionally. And even before that, just as a baseball fan from Virginia and just really, I catch myself when I'm walking around, just kind of looking around being like, walking through the hallways, walking through the tunnel into the stadium, just kind of soaking it all in, because this is the end, and it's kind of hard to believe that after all this talk, after all these years, we're finally reaching the end of the line on that place.
You guys do the This Night in History at the Diamond. It's always fun to listen to the memories. Any memorable ones stand out from the last couple of weeks as you've been digging through the archives?
We've not only been doing the Diamond, I stretched a little bit sometimes to the Parker Field days, and it's crazy to think how many great players have stepped on that surface there over the last 70 years. Anybody that you can think of pretty much has played there. Hank Aaron, Roberto Clemente, Mickey Mantle, up into the Diamond era when everybody knows, of course, about all the great Atlanta Braves that came through, Chipper Jones, John Smoltz, and Tom Glavin, and then on to the great Squirrels. Logan Webb is going to, with his career said and done, we're going to talk about him most likely in a similar type of way. But yeah, it's been really cool to go back into the old Richmond Times-Dispatch archives and read stories from John O'Connor and Tim Perrell and some of those guys, and hear some of the behind the scenes things that were happening back then. And they did a great job of chronicling all that for me to sit here. Yeah, I'm sure when John was writing his stories in 1987 about Tom Glavin, he was thinking, some kid's going to be sitting on a computer on the internet in 2025. But there are a lot of stories about, like Dusty Baker, when he first got called to Richmond, he first got sent to the Richmond Braves. He got sick and ended up he missed his debut. He had spent several days on bed rest before he came back and then went off. And a lot of stories about, arguments with umpires or somebody trying to pitch really fast because they had to get their wife to the airport because they needed to get to the airport themselves because their wife was in labor somewhere. Little stories like that, just things that are more than what you see when you look at a box score.
Trey Wilson joins us on Tuesdays. It's so many. Yeah, I just love thinking about all those eventful moments that have happened over the years.
I found a few of your old stories in there, too, when I was looking at those late 2000s. And there's some good stuff in there.
Oh, no doubt. John O'Connor is the official chronicler of the Diamond, though. JOC, I would argue, is best positioned to speak to the history of the Diamond at any point. I love that he's still around to document the final games at the Diamond as well. Still holding the torch over there at the RTD Sports Department. That's our reigning Virginia Sports Writer of the Year, John O'Connor. Make sure to give him his props as we chat this morning. Trey Wilson joins us from the road. It's the Squirrels and the Chesapeake Bay Sox. They start tonight, 6:35. Week-long series up there. I'll ask you about this year's team as well while we got you, because John Michael Bertrand, who was great last year, really just seems to have found another gear this past month, doesn't he?
Yeah, in April this year, he's going to get some contact against him. A lot of his weak hits were falling, runs were coming in the score, but really, since the calendar hit May, he's been one of the most dominating pitchers in the Eastern League as far as when you look at the end of the day and you look at the line, 5-6 innings, 1-2 runs. But it's definitely hit a new level over the last month. He's been lights out. If it wasn't for the, like, really the historic season that Jonah Tong in Binghamton was having before he got promoted up to Syracuse, you know, the season that Bertrand is having, we'd probably be talking about him as like in the conversation for league pitcher of the year. I think it's going to be hard for Tong not to get that award. He's been historically good, but yeah, it's been, I always enjoy watching him pitch. It's fun every 5-6 days watching him go out there and take the mound. It's an artistic form of pitching. He's not blowing guys away at 98. He's working around the edges of the strike zone. He fields his position really well. I always say, nobody likes to see a bunt coming back to the pitcher's mound like John Michael does.
I love that. That is an artistic description by Trey Wilson. He's the radio guy. He uses the words. It's painting on the verbal canvas. We love it. And we'll look forward to hearing you all week long on the call. Squirrels in Chesapeake, we have meaningful August baseball. Looking forward to having you back home next week. 12 games remaining at the Diamond. Get your tickets now for that final game as well if you want to see it on September 14th. Trey, always great chatting with you.
Yeah, Michael, thanks for having me. And again, like you stressed a minute ago, but tickets are very low. We're down just a handful of tickets for that last game. If you can't make that one, just make sure you get out to one or two over these next two homestands coming up. This is the end, and we're going to send it out in style.
Send it out in style. Looking forward to that. I'll be out there for that one, of course. Should be a great day, but hopefully a few more along the way as well. Trey Wilson on the call tonight. We'll step aside back after this on your home of the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan.
I want to freshen up the sounders,
but let's go. All right. I was over there a couple weeks ago for that. You're getting me excited now.
I thought that might speak to your soul there,
It
MP.
Did speak to my soul right there. That was fantastic. Not that I don't love Wes McElroy's favorite songs from the early 2000s. You never know. It's like, we talk about this openly. When I started this show, nobody was sure how long it would last. And we could be upfront about that because I also did not know how long it would last.
We were on an interim basis for years.
Bennett suggested at our initial meeting that we call the show Special Edition with Michael Phillips.
Oh!
Which definitely implies this is special, as in you got to listen now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going to happen later. That was the very strong implication being made by the phrase special edition.
Yeah.
Well, we've been here long enough. We are about to celebrate this show's second birthday in a couple weeks.
It's pretty exciting.
I think it's time. I think it's time we do our own sounders. It's
sorry, Wes. We have to draw a line somewhere.
We rode with Wes for a really long time. We'll get back to the Commanders in a second, but little breaking news from the world of sports right now. John Wall has retired from basketball after 11 seasons. 5-time NBA All-Star, of course. One of the core members of the Washington Wizards for a few years before he was shipped off Clippers and Rockets as well. John Wall announcing his NBA retirement. He took some flack, him and Bradley Beal, and I think Leonsis takes some flack for being a quote-unquote bad owner during that time. We call this the Trevor Lawrence problem. Trevor Lawrence is a really good quarterback. All right, so don't mishear that in this segment. But the moment you commit $70 million a year to Trevor Lawrence, you cease being competitive as a football team. Because, well, Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback, he's not lifting your team at that level. You got two kinds of quarterbacks who can win. You got guys on lower contracts. You build a great team around them. Everything goes smoothly. Joe Flacco has a Super Bowl ring, right? That's proof that you can do it that way. And you could build a Super Bowl caliber team around Trevor Lawrence, and he could take you to the Super Bowl. But when you commit to that star dollar value, it's over. You can't do it anymore. But here's the problem for the owner. Are you going to be the owner that lets a really good quarterback go? No, of course. This is the Kirk Cousins problem. Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback, but the moment you pay him the money, your team stops becoming a very good team because that's money you needed to allocate into other buckets that made Kirk Cousins good by having that star talent around him. you had John Wall and Bradley Beal on the same basketball team. You had to sign them to the maxes. You had to. You'll never convince me. Right, there's this hindsight of like, Leonsis should have let them go. Should have let them walk, blown it up, and rebuild. And hope the lottery balls bounce your way and you find another John Wall and Bradley Beal? Come on. They're in the building. You have to. You have to hope you can make it work. You have to hope you can build around them. You can't let them go. No responsible owner would have done anything different in that situation. It's easy to blow up a bad team. It's easy to blow up a struggling team. It's easy to blow up an old team. We see people do that in sports every year. It's impossibly hard to blow up a good but not great team. That's purgatory. That's what they lived in. They were a good team. They made the playoffs. They had great moments. Paul Pierce called game. But they were never a great team. Those are the teams that you hate to see because you can't blow that up because you're that close. You won a playoff series. You're going to blow up a team that wins a playoff series? What's that going to do for you? It's going to tell the all or nothing mentality doesn't work because there's 32 teams NBA, 32. I'm not an NBA guy, but that's why we did a football analogy here. One title every year. You can't blow it up chasing that title. Philly, the process was successful. They're not going to win a title there, it looks like. Doesn't mean the process wasn't successful. You can't base success ultimately off of that ring. The Chiefs get all the rings in the NFL, and the Eagles appear very much in line to swoop up some more. Does that mean the Bills' roster-building process was a failure? No, they're a great football team. The Bengals are a very good football team. The Ravens, very good football team. Didn't get the ring, doesn't detract from what they've been able to do. That doesn't mean they need to blow up their team. We're way off on the sidebar right now because they played football last night. And the Commanders looked good for three plays out of four. Scored the touchdown, got everybody out of there, put Jaden Daniels in the bubble wrap. He reemerged to get Bill, Ja'Cory, Kroski, Merritt, Jingleheimer, Smith his touchdown ball after he scored. And Dan Quinn was asked about all of it after the game. Here is the coach of the Washington Commanders.
When you go through it, he gets more than 50%, you know, of everything, you know, going into it. So we're still, you know, obviously digging in at the third quarterback spot with Josh and Sam. So I knew I wanted reps for them, and if we could get quarters to do it. I was going into it with Jaden, you know, one or two series, and so I thought that was good for me.
And then earlier Jaden said you addressed the Brian Robinson situation with the team. What is that situation, and kind of what did you tell the fellas to expect?
Sure. And Adam and I had met with Brian yesterday, and knowing that we would hold him out of the game tonight, and there's just a lot of moving parts. This time of year, those things take place, and so I just wanted to make sure that's my responsibility, you know, to let the team know whenever I can so they're not hearing any information from anywhere else. So that was all. It's more of the standard operating procedure for me. But if I have a chance, when things come up, especially during this time of year, when I can bring them together and discuss things, I want them to hear those things from me first. That's all.
Dan, what's the status of Trey Amos?
Yes, so we held Trey. He had just some tightness in his hamstring in practice on, my days are mixed up, maybe it was Saturday. And so we warmed him up good today to see if he could really open up and go. And in his mind, he was ready and just still feel it a little bit. So we thought this is one of those times to be, you know, cautious and wait it out. I think regular season, we probably, you know, he would have been fighting us for it. So that was the decision. We tried to see where it would take us, and that's where it was.
When Jaden took off, is your heart in your throat at all? And were you, you know, did you tell me anything about maybe next time the preseason you might want to get down faster?
Yeah, you think those conversations haven't already been told? No, honestly, it is part of his game, and it is what makes him a special player. When the second play begins, you know, there's just an unusual playmaking ability that takes place. Sometimes it's with his legs, other times it's with his arm. But it is part of who he is. But it is one of the things we've worked on to say, when do you take your shots and when do you go? There'll be more of that, you know, at times. Sometimes I'll say less of that. But, you know, for the most part today, I was pleased with the preparation heading into the game.
You think I haven't told Jaden Daniels? Get your butt down. Stop getting hurt. Don't do it. He's Jaden Daniels. That's why we love him. It's fun until it's not fun. And then Marcus Mariota is hurt as well. Woo, Sam Hartman. It's a good thing he's got his good looks. Good thing he's got the hair. Good thing that Jaden likes him. That was a rough outing last night. I don't think you could have drawn it up much worse for Sam Hartman than that right there. That was a painful outing for Sam Hartman. And Josh Johnson looked good, too. So that balances out on the other side as well. I think Sam Hartman goes to the practice squad. You got practice squad spots. He's good for team chemistry, but I'm not sure I want to see him in a football game until he looks a little bit sharper than that. It's the stuff you got to be able to read, too. And I think on Josh Johnson's interception, I think that was as much on Jalen Lane as well as him. I don't think he'll be the one taking the flack in the film room today. Other item of note there from Dan Quinn, coach of the Commanders, who you heard that live right here on The Fan. That's new this year. Post-game, 3 hours of post-game, live from the locker room. We're really excited to bring that to you all season long. That's going to be a ton of fun. Trey Amos had tightness in his hamstring, was unable to go. What was interesting to me was you saw how they rotated. Sanra Still and Igbinoghene both played outside a little bit. They were using both those guys in both those roles. So I've speculated that Sanra Still's move inside may only last as long as they feel good about the Lattimore-Amos pairing, which they feel good about. Lattimore didn't make any noise last night. I feel really good about that. And not having heard from him, is the best possible outcome there. I put him on blast as guy I was watching last night. The fact that I have nothing to say about him today, very good sign for him going against Jamar Chase, doing battle there. That's a positive sign. Dietrich Wise was probably the guy you'd circle on the defense, the two penalties. Frankie Louvu going offside on 4th and 3. You'll want to clean that up over time. It's preseason. Frankie Louvu's known for jumping offsides. It's kind of his bit at this point. At least they didn't award points to the other team for him doing it. Although it ended up Bengals drive with points. The Bengals, is that the most underwhelming blowout win you've ever seen by a team? I don't know that they did anything that impressed me at any point in the evening, but there we were at the end looking at the scoreboard, and they had a lot of points, more than these guys, and I don't think anybody really cared about that. I think with the Bengals, too, you got the Trey Hendrickson thing hanging over everything. This rumor the Patriots are close to a deal for him. We may have some late training camp deals. If Terry's not satisfied, you wonder if they could cook up a deal that works for everybody. It sounds like Adam Peters is intent on playing hardball, bringing Terry to the practice field tomorrow, making him play. You wonder, though, if a Trey Hendrickson deal would produce a thaw in the market, maybe an opening for Terry. I am curious what Adam Peters' level of interest is in Trey Hendrickson as well, because you've got a guy there who could pair with Von Miller, and I don't want to exaggerate, but if he was on this team, I think you could say Super Bowl with a straight face and mean it. If you had that kind of talent up front and Von stayed healthy and he stayed healthy, that would close a lot of gaps, a lot of issues you got around here. It'd make life easier for that secondary back there. You could play some Noah Igbinoghene and not sweat as much. You got two guys up front who know how to get to the quarterback. That said, the price is going to be huge on that. Is he willing to give up first rounders, second rounders well into the future? There's still a lot of rebuilding to do around here as well. Trust in Adam Peters, but also it's okay to get excited about the potential, especially after watching Jaden run in for the touchdown last night. We're with you until noon. AWOD takes over from Capital Alehouse. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. Back in action, AAA pregame show starts at 6 o'clock right here on your home for Squirrels baseball in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.